So let's review. The Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah. Amar Shem Gamliel, L'hayyam Taim L'Yisrael K'chamisha Asav Av B'chayyam Kippurim. There were no days as festive for Klal Yisrael as the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. The Gemara explains Yom Kippur is a festive day, Shem the Isbeis Slichu Mechila, Yom Shenitnu B'Luchas Achrayinus, because it's a day of forgiveness and pardon, as Hashem forgave the Cheta Egel, as the Pasuk says, V'yem Hashem Solachti Kitverecha. And on this day, the second set of tablets were given. The Gemara then proceeds to give six reasons why the 15th of Av is a festive day. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lovei Zeh B'Zeh. The Torah said, Zeh HaDov Asher Tzivah Hashem Lebnei Slavcha Lemer, L'Toiv Be'Neim Tiyenu L'Noshim, Ach L'Mishpachas Mati Aviyim Tiyenu L'Noshim. The Bnei Slavcha and other daughters who inherited land from their father must marry within their Shevet so that their inheritance remains in the original Shevet. However, on Chamisha Asa B'Av, a ruling was issued, as Rashi explains, based on the word Zeh, Mirhu, Davar Zeh Lo Yehi Noig El B'Dor Zeh. This halacha applies only to the first generation that entered Eretz Yisrael. Subsequent generations of daughters who inherited land from their father may marry into other Shvatim. Rav Yisuv Amar Rav Nachman, Yim Shehutu Shevet Binyamin Lovi Bekal. After the incident of Pelegish Begiva, the other Shvatim swore, Ish mimenu layitin bite lebinyamin leisha. No one shall give his daughter to one of Shevet Binyamin as a wife. However, on Chamisha Asa B'Av, a ruling was issued, as Rashi explains, based on the word mimenu, mirhu, mimenu v'loim mibaneinu. We meant this oath to be binding on ourselves, but not on our children. Amar Rabba Rochalim Rabbi Yechanan says, Yoyim shekolu b'meisim midbar. On Chamisha Asa B'Av, they realized that all those who needed to die in the midbar as a result of the Cheta Egel had already died. See Rashi and Tesis at length. All this time Hashem did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, as Rashi says, b'yichud v'chiba, intimately and affectionately as before. However, he kashatama kol anshei mochama lomus, v'edabar Hashem elai, elai hoya dibur. Now Hashem again spoke to Moshe in that special manner as before. Ula amar, yim shebitul hoyshea b'nei leperdoisius shahi shebiravim b'nevat al hadrochim. Shloyali Yisrael regal, v'amar le'ezeh sheyir tzuyalo. Chamisha Asa B'Av was the day that King Hoshea ben Ela eliminated the sentries placed by Yeravim ben Nevat to stop people from going to Yerushalayim during the three festivals. Rashi explains, although he too was a Rasha, and he did not destroy the Avodah Zarah, but he did allow the people the choice of going to Yerushalayim. Rav Masna Amar, Yom Shenitnu Harugei Beita Likvura. Chamisha Asa B'Av was the day that the corpses of Beita were allowed to be buried. Rav Masna adds that on this day, Tiknu B'Yavna HaTeva Metev. The Chacham of Yavne instituted the fourth bracha of Birchas Hamazon to thank Hashem, HaToiv Shlo Hisrichu, V'Hameitiv Shenitnu L'Kvura. He was good to us in that the corpses did not decompose and were eventually buried. Rabbi V'Rav Yosef, the Amr Tavayu, Yem Sheposku Melichris Eitzim L'Maracha. Chamisha Asa B'Av was the day they stopped chopping down trees for the fire of the Mizbech. The Brayso elaborates, Eliezer HaGadol Emer, Chamisha Asa B'Av Ve'Elach, After the 15th of Av, the sun is not as strong, and they would stop cutting wood for the Mizbeach because it wasn't dry enough. Rashi explains that moist wood becomes infested with worms and may not be used on the Mizbeach. Since they completed a mitzvah, they observed it as a festive day. They called this day Yom Tavar Magal, the day of the axe's breaking, which means that the axe is no longer used. The Gemara cautions people to increase their learning at night, since the sun sets earlier. The Maisiv Yosef, the Loi Maisiv Yosef, someone who adds to his learning adds to his life. If he does not add to his learning, he will be gathered, which Rabbi Yosef says means he will chas v'shalom die earlier than he would have otherwise. The Mishnah continues, Shebehen b'neis Yerushalayim yotzis bechlei lavan shulon shloi levayish es mishein loi. All the maidens of Yerushalayim would go out wearing borrowed white clothes. The Brayso explains, Bas Melech Shoyalas Mibas Kohen Gadol. Bas Kohen Gadol Mibas Gan. Ubas Gan Mibas Meshuch Mochama. Ubas Meshuch Mochama Mibas Kohen Hedyit. B'chol Yisrael Shoyalan Zeh Mizeh Kedish Leiz Bayish as Misha Enlai. The daughter of the king would borrow from the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, who would borrow from the daughter of the assistant to the Kohen Gadol, who would borrow from the daughter of the Kohen, who was anointed for battle, who would borrow from the daughter of a regular Kohen, each one from a lower rank. And all the other maidens would borrow from each other so that those who did not have would not be embarrassed. The Mishnah adds, Kalakelim Tu'un and Tefillah. All the garments would require immersion in the mikveh because perhaps the original owner was tamei. Amar b'laza filu mukufalu numenachem b'kufsa, even if they were never worn. Rashi explains, Kulan shaloi levayish estricha l'tefillah. The Chacham required all garments to be immersed in order not to embarrass those that were unclean whose clothing absolutely required immersion. The Mishnah continues, U'b'naisi u'shalayim yitzis v'chaylis b'kram. The maidens of Yerushalayim would go out and dance in the vineyards. The Braisa adds, Tana misha ein lo isha nifne l'sham. Those who did not have a wife would come there to find one. U'mahayu oimris, and the maidens would say, Bachar sana einecha v're'e ma'ata b'r'lacha. Young man, raise your eyes and see what you choose for yourself. Altitin einecha b'nai, tein einecha b'mishpacha. Do not pay attention to beauty, rather pay attention to family. The Braisa elaborates, Tana banan, Yaf yafi shebehen, mahayu oimris. The beautiful ones would say, turn your eyes towards beauty, for a woman is only for beauty. Those with a distinguished lineage would say, turn your eyes towards family, for a woman is only for childbearing. Rashi explains, so that the children will make better shidduchim. Others say that they will raise the children well. Those that were not so pretty would say, marry for the sake of the mitzvah. As the pasuk says, Shekar achein, vehevla yefi, isha yirsa Hashem hitasal, v'aymer tenula mepriyodel, vehalu v'ashar masel. Grace is false and beauty is vain. A woman who fears Hashem, she should be praised. And the next pasuk says, give her the fruits of her hands and let her be praised in the cities with her deeds. They would add, ubovash atatrenu b'zehuvim, however, adorn us with gold jewelry. The Mishnah concludes, V'cheinu Aimer, Tse'ena u're'ena b'neis tzien b'melech shleimoi, ba'atara she'itra lo'imoi, b'yem chasunasa yu'v'yem simchas liboi. And similarly it says, go forth and gaze, daughters of tzien upon shleim ha'melech, adorned with the crown his mother made him on the day of his wedding, and on the day of his heart's joy. Rashi says that the Mishnah is interpreting this pasuk as, b'melech shleima is a reference to Hashem, b'melech shahashalem shalai, and imoi is a reference to Knesset Yisrael. And the day of his wedding is a reference to the day the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, which symbolizes the marriage, so to speak, the special relationship of Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And on the day of his heart's joy is a reference to the building of the Beis HaMikdash may be built speedily in our days. The Gemara concludes with an Agadic teaching about the spiritual relationship between Hashem and the Tzaddikim of Israel. Asra Kadosh Baruch Hu lasas malchus latzadikim, v'hu yeishev b'neim b'gan Eden, v'chol echad v'echad mar betz boy. In the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu will make a circle for the righteous, and he will sit among them in Gan Eden. Each one will point with his finger to Hashem. Shenema v'amar b'yemahu, hine elikeinu zeh, kivinu loy v'yeshienu, zeh Hashem kivinu loy, negila v'nesmacha b'shuase. As the pasuk says, he will say on that day, behold, this is our Almighty. We hope to him and he saved us. This is Hashem to whom we hope. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. Hanalach b'shalosh prakim, uslikala, mesechtas tainis. We have Baruch Hashem completed, mesechtas tainis.